after a much-needed week off. We're back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the regular guys, random thoughts, married at first sight, season 14, Boston, decision day, recap. I am so happy that we are almost done with this mess of a show. So I watched it enjoyably tonight, and I'm so glad our listeners gave us a week off last week.
Indeed. You know, thank you for the week off. We definitely needed it because nobody needed to watch the bullshit they did. They have dragged this entire season out way too long, all for the ads. And the problem is when you start to do that for the money, you end up giving up the quality of the show. And I think they've done that this season. And they're going to pay for it at some point or another because San Diego better be good, boy. But anyway, for those of you who are new to the show, first of all, Terrell is not a big fan of reality TV, right? So you'll notice that in the way and his mannerisms as we go through this. But here's why, right? We're watching this show and recapping it. Back in the day, he made a deal with the devil, said he would never watch reality TV until they had a Black Bachelor. Lo and behold, pandemic hits. They say, bring on the black guy, give him a shot. And they did. So Matt James came in and Terrell had to follow suit and watch. Me being a good friend I am, I watched it with him. And in return, he decided to watch one of my favorite shows, Married at First Sight, season 13. Then halfway through that, I don't know what possessed him to do it, but he made another deal with the devil. Instead of Gil and Merle made it to decision day, then we'd do season 14. And after tonight's episode, you better be glad you didn't make any deals with the devil
exactly.
As pertaining to decision day. Even though, you know what? No, you did, because you said if Chris and Alyssa.
I did with Chris and Alyssa. I did with Chris and Alyssa.
And they tapped out early. So I don't even count them in decision day because they didn't have a decision day, okay? So let's go ahead and start with the first couple. But you know what? Before we do that, I need a drink. Okay. Let's start with the first couple to make the decision. Jasmine and Michael.
So we've been saying it the whole time. Mm-hmm. That Jasmina is not attracted to Michael. I don't understand why they both said yes. If you've been living with somebody for how long?
2 months.
2 months living with somebody and you can't even make out with the dude.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah, if it takes you that long, that's just ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. I mean, could you just imagine dating somebody for 2 months that hasn't made out with you? Y'all are just friends. And that's okay to say, you know what? I respect you. You're a good person. In the words of Alyssa, I'm a good person too. But it's okay to just say, hey, let's just end this. I feel bad for them. And, you know, I always wish the positive in everybody. But I'm just like, why would you marry and stay with somebody who won't even kiss you?
If I've ever gone out with somebody and we've gone this long without being intimate in any manner, right? From even the kissing, the handhold, any of that stuff. Any of that stuff. That kind of just tells you that you are actually plan Z and I just needed somebody to go along with me every time I go and you decide to go. And that's what it feels like with these two. You know, how is it 2 months later and you're like, I'm not there yet. But here's what we do know. And you kind of feel sorry for Michael. And I know I gave Michael a hard time from the beginning of the season, right? I really did. And I told you guys from the very beginning, the minute she saw him, she was like, I have no idea what to do with this shrimp. She did not like him because he was shorter than her, first and foremost. And then she turned out that, you know, his personality was about as tall as he is. So it didn't work out for them. And he got trapped in the friend zone. And you know this. I know this. Every man knows this. It is almost impossible to get out of the friend zone.
It is. It's like the sunken place and Get Out. You're just like, you can't do anything. You're just stuck there forever until she tries to bring you out of the friend zone, which normally happens after her divorce. And she's looking back going, wow, 10 years ago, that dude was really nice. Then she calls you up. She calls you up from the minors into the majors. Then y'all get together. But let's just say, hey, Michael's growing in this process. He touched her butt. You know, he made a move.
He jumped on the booty train.
He
jumped on the booty
in his sleep. He rolled over and gave it a little tappy tap. So he's trying. He's trying to step his game up and make some moves, if you will. But there's no way in the world I would stay married to somebody. I don't care how well we got along. Mm-hmm. We're not even kissing. No, we're not going to stay together. And but again, wish them the both luck. But I think that was a bad mistake.
Yeah, you know, not even just staying together. I couldn't be with somebody that don't enjoy kissing. If I and that's always been one of my, to me, kissing is so much more intimate than even just sex. Because you can have sex with somebody and never kiss them, right? That's possible. It has been done. So
I mean, in the morning, totally get it. You know, you got morning breath, so that would make sense. But go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt.
But that's, you're right. They're missing that, and the fact that she did it out of obligation in the beginning and never wanted to do it again. And again, the problem is you made a statement a couple episodes ago, and I've never been able to get it out of my mind. And every time she smiles and laughs, it just comes to mind again. And so, Jasmine, I apologize, but it's all Terrell's fault, okay?
And this is going to sound evil of me, but just her smile, just when she smiles, I just think her breath stinks. There's just something about her.
You know, the bad thing about it, I know exactly what it is you see that makes you think that, but go ahead.
Yeah, I just look at him just like, you look like your breath stinks.
But I want to know, all this friend advice that the experts gave, right? About, well, you're friends with your spouse and, you know, don't look at that and don't get trapped in the friend zone with this. Where was all this expert advice throughout the season? That's what they need to tell them throughout the season as they're building. Not on decision day.
They did try to have some of that conversation with her. And that's when she said, I don't get wet. You know, so in her mind, she had already put him in friend zone.
Yep.
After the first. Actually, I feel like she went straight friend zone when she found out he had two female roommates.
I think she went friend zone when she walked down the aisle. But, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think she was trying to give it a shot. But at that point, she just immediately just blocked and then tried to use everything. He's raising his voice and the way he communicates. And then to make it seem like that whole first month was just so, you know, detrimental that there's no way they can move forward. She had already planned out that, you know, I think some of the listeners that called that out, that she was just doing the opposite of Alyssa. She was playing the game.
Yeah.
Going through with it and going through the show and going through the motions. But why she chose to say yes, and I just don't understand.
You know what? You're right. Because when she did, when they had that first argument, that was the first inclination that, oh, that could be a problem. But then when he lied about the roommates, you're right. That probably cemented her thing. And is it me or did Michael say yes because Jasmina said yes? I mean, because I feel like if she said no, he would have said no. If he went first, he would have said no. And then she would have said no, too. But, you know, they might as well have said no because they said yes to go and live separately. I know Michael didn't choose that part.
No. It's here's what it is. She is Michael's Mount Everest. Mm. It's a challenge. He's going to climb. He's like, I put in this much work. Mm-mm. You know, I've taken you out to this many meals. I've paid this much.
It's only gonna end in disappointment, Michael.
It's Walk only away. A matter of time before it's all gonna pay off in the end. And so I think that's what his end game is. But I'm like, Michael, have a little bit more self-respect. That if a woman doesn't even want to make out with you, why would you still marry her? It's one thing. I'm not saying she should sleep with you first. You know, y'all don't have to sleep together in these 2 months. She won't even make out with you. Like that, Anna, says
she owe
a lot.
Me, man. She owe me.
That just says a lot. I just couldn't. Yeah, I just don't understand that one. But a more power to him. Maybe tonight's the night he gets a kiss.
I'm about to say, yeah, that's about all he could probably get.
on the forehead.
they decided to get all the black couples out the way early. So next up was Katina and Olajuwon, and you know the. Looking back at the season, when they give the recap, I realized that Olajuwon and his I'm talking with you, not at you shirt, and Bilal with his Be Grateful shirt from 90 Day Fiancé, they just need to go ahead and get married to each other. And they can just wear matching shirts. Like, I'm with him. I'm with him.
I mean, from the beginning, we've talked about this couple a lot. And I think, you know, Olajuwon him and his old cooking thing. I mean, he wrote that all the way to the end. Even tonight, telling the experts that whatever she makes is not edible. Like, mm-hmm. you're just...
Why? Did it have seasoning in it?
Who says all this negative stuff about your partner? Like,
yeah.
That's the thing I don't get. I'm hoping that Katina replays some of these, but I think she's just okay with this. She's fine. A lot of women wouldn't accept that, but she is. And so, you know, hey, I hope it works. I believe when you make a choice, you chose to put yourself in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us that watched, we're not fans of Olajuwon, but hey, you do you. You go after what you want. She said yes. Great. You know, y'all finally consummated. Awesome. I hope it works, but.
Back to him talking about her and her cooking. You know, he's quick to talk about someone else's shortcomings, never wants to hear. And we notice this throughout the entire season. He never wants to hear about what he has done wrong or what his shortcomings are. And that's the problem with Olajuwon. Very self-centered, all about himself. We've seen this the entire time. Why Katina would do this to herself. And it's disappointing because I feel like we're watching the abused stay with their abuser. You know what I mean? And that's exactly what it feels like because he verbally and mentally and emotionally abuses her over those 2 months. It was really painful to watch. And it's hard to think that here they are going and to watch her have these over the top celebrations when he just gives an inch. Like, no. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sad, but again, this is what she chose, right? And I think when it comes to relationships, we've talked about this on our regular podcast. When it comes to relationships, you got to know what you're willing to deal with and what you're not willing to deal with. Mm-hmm. And if you get in a situation where you're like, okay, this is bad, but you keep doing it, you keep staying. Yeah. And I'm not talking about abusive relationships. That's something totally different, but know what you want, know what you're worth, and don't settle for anything less. And I don't think Katina is settling. I just don't think she knows what she's really worth to a good man and is allowing, if all of her relationships are men that are like Olajuwon that talk to her that way, then this is all she knows. And that's what she continues to go with.
And, you know, he acted like he was doing her a favor by saying yes, you know, and that was just like, like, because she's like, oh, I thought you were going to say something else. I'm like, girl, stop. He is not a catch. OK. and let's be fair. I do not care that you consummated your marriage. I just want to say that. I don't care.
I don't care either. But the other thing I noticed about Olajuwon, and this is just my take on people. People that seem to be very drama heavy, I'm always cautious of. If you always want to figure out a way to cry and get sympathy.
Yeah.
And I feel like Olajuwon does that. You know, always. Like,
you know, why would you say that? Why?
I just feel like when people that are that way, I just... They make me give them side eye because I'm like, why is everything so emotional for you? Yeah. And you bring this attention on yourself. And I think that's what he does. And so, you know,
he likes to be the center of attention. That's Isaac fighting to come out. Let me out. No. Stay in, please.
For real. It's like he goes straight. Like he pulls a Whoopi Goldberg, not Whoopi Goldberg, Oprah Winfrey in Color Purple. Every time people start to come at him and attack him. All my life, I had to fight. And just brings up all this old shit that no one cares about. What does that have to do with how you're talking to her right now in front of us? I get this past and whatever, and you grew up in the streets and all that. What does all that have to do with you degrading somebody publicly in front of people?
Yeah.
Where's that come from?
Noy and Steve. My first thought, you know how I feel about Noy.
I know.
I feel like Noy wants someone to do things freely as long as Steve doing the doing. Because she's like, you know, I feel if you're going to do something for someone, you should just do it freely and not take notes and keep a tab of it and this and that. Yeah, because then you'll see how lopsided this shit is. But, you know... They both showed up. Were you surprised that they both said yes?
I was, because I thought he was going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect no way. I thought Steve was going to say, hey, I've thought about it. No, you know. So I was surprised that they both said yes. I still think they have the unresolved Steve working issue. And I think that if Steve had a job, she had a job, she has no problem going 50-50 helping out around the house. I think she would.
I don't think she'd do 50-50 still.
I think she would, but regardless.
Of course you do.
I think that it was interesting to see they both stayed together. She's still immature in a lot of ways. She's still immature in a lot of ways. And I don't know. You know, the more I watched, I'm not sold on Steve. Because he brings up that when Pastor Cal was asking him about how does that make you feel when she brings up the fact you're not working? And he's like, well, it makes me feel like she doesn't believe in my capabilities and da da da. And I'm like,
yeah, that was a shitty answer.
I was like, what do you mean your capabilities? Like, are you, you know, this isn't an origin story where you're about to get some superpowers in a few weeks and she just has to hold on. It's like, what the hell are you doing? You know what I mean? I just found that weird. She doesn't believe in my capabilities. I can believe in you all day long, but until you fill out applications, you know, hit the streets, you know, apply online, get some interviews, what are you doing?
And I will say, the whole thing of him, you know, through in the season saying that, well, you know, if I go get a job, then all this shit stops, I thought was, it was kind of, it was really petty on his part. But did you notice that Noy's whole demeanor changed when Pastor Cal said, you know, well, when I met my wife, I was between jobs, and she just all of a sudden perked up like, okay, so he's going to turn into you, okay.
Yeah, that's what we need. Steve going around becoming a dating expert, giving people advice. That's what the world needs.
And to be fair, when she's like, the whole thing about trust, well, I'm not. Why should he trust you when you keep putting all his business and all your business out on social media, you know? And when you get down to the end and he gives her this new ring, right? And she cries, and as they call it, the ugly cry. She better be crying because she thinks he spent all the money that he has saved on this ring, because obviously she thinks he can't earn money. So she's like, God damn, now I got to pay all the bills. That's why she's really crying. Oh, did he steal the shit? What happened?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I like
is the... Is he going to jail?
I like the ad placement with the Jack Allen. I was like, okay, I see what y'all are doing there. But... you're right. Her whole demeanor changed when she got the new ring. I think maybe she feels that he does have some potential earning ability and can bring some money into the whole deal. I'm just not 100% sold on Steve. Now, I do agree with Steve on this social media thing. And like, that's why you and I talk about this. I can't stand. Mm-hmm. I do my social media. And those of y'all that have tried to follow me on Instagram, you're disappointed because I don't do anything except share what Yanni puts on there about the deal. But I don't really do anything. I'm more of a Facebook person because I'm old. But again, I don't put my whole life, you know, on. There's been a couple drunk moments where I posted some stuff where I was.
Yes, we know.
Venting. You know, that's happened. But other than that, I just don't do
friend
all that.
Purge.
So I would. Friend purge. I remember that night. But I think the people that are constantly taking the selfies and doing this and everything about their relationship and putting it all out there in front of people, I just think that's dangerous. And I know a lot of younger people do it because that's just how they start. I just feel like it's kind of dangerous, you know, to if you're going to be in a relationship, some part of your relationship has to be private. And it can't be when you're pissed, you're mad at your husband, you go straight to social media instead of saying, hey, can we talk? And handle it that way.
Great point, and it's an amazing segue to our next couple.
Lindsay Lohan
and Mark the Shark, and Lindsay feels the exact same way as you do when it comes to social media. And you know, really and truly, they probably should have matched you and Lindsay. That would have been entertaining.
No, that laugh, I couldn't deal with the laugh. Yeah, I couldn't deal with the laugh. And you know me, I could have a long day at work. I come home. Stressed, tired. I just need a whiskey, and she's trying to shoot me with some little guns and toys. I feel like we're going somewhere with that.
Gonna sit your ass down now, Lindsay. Gonna sit in the corner now, Lindsay. Don't you come over here with that.
Yeah, you get away from me with that. You and these cats. And that's the other thing. I'm not gonna have all those cats in the house. There's no way.
You're not gonna play dress up with the cats, take pictures with the cats, all that stuff?
No. No, not at all. I told you my rule, 2 kids, 2 pets. Can't have both. Mm-hmm.
Well, how many did she have? Because I think Mark had like 52 cats and she had
She has 2, Mark had 3.
So see, you could, it would have worked. She had the 2 that you needed.
No. yeah, no. I was disappointed because I really think Lindsay should have walked away. Mm-hmm. Mark is not what she wants. And all she's going to do is disappoint herself. Because, you know, we've talked about this on shows before where you're not going to get 100% of what you want. But, you know, they say with the 80-20 rule. But you can't take the 80% and then force the other 20% on them mm-hmm. to, like, make them like Voltron and build them into 100% of what you want. And that's what she's trying to do to Mark. You know, he's 80% of him is great for her. It's that 20% that she's trying to force on him, and that's what's causing all their friction. I just like, why don't you just walk away? He's not what you want. You're going to be disappointed. Walk away.
I agree with you. They shouldn't have stayed together, but for the other reason. I really believe that Mark should have said no, because on that same 80-20 rule, she's probably 20% of what he wants. And you definitely can't find the other 80%, because that other 80% is wild. It's dispersed everywhere. It's a whole ball of energy that you can't control. And Mark is not man enough to deal with Lindsay. Mark the shark is really Mark the guppy fish. Mark the goldfish. He is definitely not man enough to deal with Lindsay, because Lindsay needs somebody who's going to take charge, and he doesn't. He's afraid of her, and he shows he's afraid of her. He's been afraid of her from the wedding day. And yes, had she walked down the aisle drunk and shit like that, for me, I'd have been like, yeah, nah, we good. I'm gone. Because we don't play them kind of games. You know what I mean? So I agree with you. They shouldn't have stayed together, but I think from the other side.
Well, if you remember when Lindsay met Mark's friends, and mm-hmm. they told him that Mark doesn't give up on relationships. Like, they leave him.
They did tell her that trying. Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And so he's not the type to walk away. He's going to keep doing this because that's just who he is, which is mm-hmm. also bad. But
yes.
He's not going to walk away, knowing that he's not going to make Lindsay happy. All they're going to mm-hmm. do is just frustrate each other. And then who knows? Maybe that's their kink. They piss each other off, and then they have some crazy bedtime. And then the next day, it's good. Who knows? Maybe that's their thing. But I just thought Lindsay was totally going to walk away because he is not what she wants. And I like the fact that she said, he might not be everything I wanted, but he's everything I need. I'm like, no, he's not.
Well, he was the calm to her for a while. But then once he got frustrated with her and he was done and checked out, I just knew he was completely done. And, you know, we look back at our predictions on these couples and... I thought they were going to be my wild card. Lindsay and Mark were going to be my wild card, right? I definitely thought Noy and Steve were going to do it till I watched the whole season and didn't think that. But it's like, as you look at these couples, here we go, 4 for 4. And I say 4 for 4. I know they said it again. It was 4 for 5. No. It was 4 for 4. And I feel we were hoodwinked, bamboozled, and we've been forced to watch the reunion, which we're going to do anyway. See, really and truly, y'all didn't need to do this to us. We were going to watch the reunion anyway. There's enough drama all season for us to want to watch the reunion. But to fake these 4 yeses, I think they've seen what people were saying on social media. All right, we need to do a recut. Everybody needs to say yes. You can do your other shit when we get to the reunion. Because there's no way that all 4 of those couples said yes and meant it.
So what you're saying is there was collusion. There was a conspiracy.
I'm saying, yes. There was collusion to get this passed. I think I think they paid them bonuses to say yes. All right, there's a $10,000 yes bonus.
Yes. Just look. I'm
it worked out for Gil and Merle last year. Look, they broke up the next day.
Yeah. Well, that's the funny thing. Like, who do you think come reunion?
Mm-hmm.
What are your predictions?
let's go from who came, how they came, right? Jasmine and Michael, they're definitely not going to make it. We know that. Katina and Olajuwon, unfortunately, I think they will, because I think Katina is just too stuck in that mentally, emotionally abusive relationship. And she's stuck there, okay? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, hopefully she finds her way out and breaks away from that jackass, but I don't think she will. Noy and Steve, they're not going to make it. And Lindsay and Mark, I don't see them making it, but I do see Mark and Alyssa.
But he doesn't have a lion thing on his chest, like the
like, I forgot about that.
Yeah, like the psychic told her. He doesn't have all those things. All right, mine, Michael, Jasmina, no, they won't be together. Mm-hmm. Katina and Olajuwon, yes, they will. Mm-hmm. Noe and Steve, I'm going to go on a limb and say, yes, they will. But I'm curious of the teaser they did on the next episode about when they're asking about the job situation. Mm-hmm. But I think they'll still be together. Mark and Lindsay, no.
We mentioned that last couple too, Chris and Alyssa, because they showed up when they had them do the meetup. And I told you last season that was something new. They'd never had them all meet up to tell their decisions before. They didn't see each other again until at least on camera. Till the reunion. But Chris and Alyssa showed up, and Alyssa showed up like she's the star of the show again. I mean, and I hate the fact that Jasmina and Katina tried to make her feel that way. Oh, girl, I love your dress. And yes, you know, the sun hits it. And nobody cares. We don't care. Shut up. And then why is she so sour-faced when Chris is like, yeah, I'm dating again. Like, she wanted him to be miserable. No. The best thing that happened to him was him saying, fuck it, I'm out.
True. But what I'm waiting for, and I can't wait for, because I know they're going to do this. Mm-hmm. They're going to replay a montage of Alyssa saying all this negative shit about Chris.
Yeah.
You know, that he didn't get a chance to see or whatever. She's going to play. And that's when she's going to break down. I'm really a good person. You know, that's what's going to happen.
I'm a meme now, but I'm a good person.
Yeah. No, you're not. You're terrible. Terrible people. Yeah. Yeah, I'm curious to see what some of these things are going to be. What are some of the things that are going to be said? I think the teaser from the trailer was pretty good, but I don't think that Alyssa will be dating somebody. And that's the thing about these shows. That's what I hate. You go on these shows, you make an ass of yourself. Like, how do you... Do they do any type of, like, where are they now with any of these type of shows to see what happened?
Remember they did it for season 13. They're doing it again this year too. But remember season 13, because that's when they made Marla actually look good. And Where Are They Now? And I think they're going to do that again on this one. So you've got two-part reunion. So next week we've got reunion part one, then reunion part two. Because, of course, they've got to drag this shit out. Every show is doing this stupid thing now, a two-part reunion. And then after that, they'll do the Where Are They Now? Now, I heard they've already shot the Where Are They Now. I think they shot it a couple weeks ago. So This should be interesting when we get to it.
I think the exciting thing that you just said to me is that there's only two more weeks.
Three.
Get out. You said reunion, and then Where Are They Now?
I said reunion part one, reunion part two, and then bullshit. Where Are They Now? You know, it's really amazing. How many paychecks have you messed up because you don't know how to count? That was literally just three things.
I've had a long travel day. Right? I'm tired. Look, Yanni, I'm really good.
You can't blame it on the liquor. You're drinking water over there.
Yeah, I'm not even drinking right now. It's just been a day. But how do you have a part one and part two, 2-hour reunion? 4 hours. Mm-hmm. It's just stupid.
It is. But they've got, you know what they're going to do in the, they've got to play all the clips from throughout the season, get people, their reactions to it, which is why, this is why I was never a fan of the after party, why I wasn't watching it until this season, right? Because if you're going to have me see them watch it, let's do it at the end of the season in the reunion. It's fine then. I don't need to see it throughout the season because at that point they're all talking about it. Even though we're not getting their real emotion on it, right? Because they're trying to get, oh, well, think of it as in this moment. Put yourself back at this time when you were on the honeymoon.
And that's what's interesting about that. Because if you look at the Olajuwon tattoos.
Yeah.
So parts of this show, he had a tattoo up here. All of that, but then, most of you didn't see it. So And it's only when they were, you know, getting his opinion about stuff or when he came on the after party. And so I'm like, what? I don't get the whole after party concept deal. Because they've already shot. They could even be divorced by now.
And that, so, but what they do is they tell them in that moment, like, okay, so this was being covered in this episode, and you've got to put yourself in the mindset that you're there. And I realized that when I watched it, like, because they're like, well, we're this, and at this moment, I'm thinking this, and that's why they're doing that. The thing with the tattoo wasn't an issue until they tried to reshoot something, and he had to try and cover up the tattoo within the shot. And it's with him and Katina, they're doing it on a cell phone. Oh, we talked and we did this. They shot that after the season was ready. After they'd already wrapped, after the decision day, because they had him wear something that covered his neck so you couldn't see the tattoo, because that's a telltale sign. And it just made it more obvious when they showed that big-ass tattoo, and the very next shot they're showing no tattoo there, right? And just a small one down here. And so that's what got people that week. But if you notice, throughout the entire season, it's been like that. It was just so pronounced because they were the focal point of that episode.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's still crap. You watch shitty TV.
Well, you know what? Guess what? And now so do you.
Whatever.
Hey, don't forget, Sunday, 90 Day Fiancé, Season 9. We've got the recap coming down Sunday night. And then next Wednesday, we're back for Reunion Part 1, Married at First Sight, Season 14, Boston.
Bullshit.
This is going to be the best 3 weeks of this entire season, I promise you.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Is it, though?
Oh, my God. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
And make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of your bullshit that you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.